Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey. Okay, so Ketzad Mevatli. You told me that an Ovid Gechavim can be Mevatli Avodah Zarah. What does he have to do? Sagt der Mishnah, Kata Reish Eizna. Let's say he cut off the tip of the Avodah Zarah's ear. Took a hammer, gave it a zetz. Whatever the Avodah Zarah was made out of, plastic, concrete, wood. Satzach Tzebrekled, it just fell off, broke into little pieces. Reish Chatma, or the tip of its nose. Reish Etzba, the tip of its finger. Even though he left the rest of the Avodah Zarah in place. So like the Mishnah Pechasa, or if he flattened its face. Avli Shleichis, even though nothing is missing. He just zetzed it in. Just banged it in. It's all here. But now it's flat. If I look on the floor, I'm not going to see any piece that broke off. And we'll see a flat face, though. Bitla, this is all considered being Mevatli Avodah Zarah. However, Rakak Bifanel, let's say he just spit in front of it, or Hishtim Bifanel, urinated in front of it. Geiru, let's say he dragged it, threw it into the mud. Vizarek Basatsaya, or he threw Tsaya at it from the bathroom. Even though that sounds pretty much like he doesn't have much respect for it, but technically, Herezu Eina Bitela, these things are not called a bittel to the Avodah Zarah. It just means that he got angry for the moment. And once his anger passes, you know, he can still bow down to it. Mecharaf, he sells it, or Mishkana, or gave it to someone as a collateral for a loan. Rebbe says, bittel. That's called bittel. I mean, he's giving it away for money. Obviously, he's being mevatlet, as Isaac Rebbe, the chacham say, loy bittel. It's not called bittel. Right now, he needs the money, but he thinks, no. So the Avodah Zarah will be worshipped by the person who ends up with it. So it doesn't really mean that he's being mevatalit. So quickly, chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah, Perik Dalid Mishnah Hey. How is he mevatalit? If he cuts off the tip of its ear, tip of its nose, tip of its finger, or flattens its face. Remember, we're talking about for an Avodah Zarah here. Even though nothing is missing when he flattened the face, but that's called a bittel. However, if he does things which are just about as disrespectful as you can be, like spitting in front of it, urinating in front of it, schlepping it on the earth into the mud, throws tzaya at it, it may be disgusting, but it's not called being mevatli by the Zara. If he sells it or offers it as collateral, Rebbe says that is called a bittel. The Chachamim say that it's not.